many people did you have at your wedding?
Around 350.
A bride planned for a perfect day.
You signed a contract with him for his band to perform.
Yes, ma'am.
But she had no plan B.
He didn't show up.
No, ma'am.
So you had no band at the wedding?
No, ma'am, we didn't.
I was incarcerated. I had no way of being there.
What were you arrested for?
I object to that.
I don't care what you object to, sir.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Casey Sheehan is suing former bandleader Troy Farnham for a refund of his performance fee. Casey claims Troy was a no-show at her wedding.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 342 on the calendar, the matter of Sheehan versus Farnham.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
How old are you, Mr. Farnham?
47.
You have a band?
Correct.
How long have you made your living that way?
26 years.
Where do you work?
I'm unemployed.
What do you mean you're unemployed? I thought you had a band.
Oh, the band. With the band, I'm the guitar player.
Now, when you say you're unemployed, what do you mean you're unemployed? How do you support yourself?
I do the band part-time.
And what do you do full-time?
Air conditioning.
And when you say you're unemployed, did you lose a job that you had?
Correct.
When?
June 1st.
June 1st, 2010?
Correct.
How long had you had that job?
23 years.
And did the company close?
No.
You just got let go?
Yes.
Did your getting fired had anything to do with drinking?
No.
Theft?
No.
What were you arrested for so that your band couldn't perform at the plaintiff's wedding?
I object to that because...
I don't care what you object to, sir.
Okay.
You chose to come here. Right. I didn't drag you here. I didn't handcuff you. You voluntarily showed up.
Yes, Your Honor. State felony theft.
Is that matter resolved?
Yes, it is.
Was it resolved with a plea, a trial, or an acquittal?
The charges were dropped.
Did you agree to pay any sort of restitution?
Yes.
How do I know the answer to all these questions before I ask them?
Because you're good.
How much restitution did you agree to pay, Mr. Farnham?
$2,700.
To whom?
To National Instruments.
When did you agree to pay them the $2,700?
By the 30th of November.
Did you pay them?
Yes.
Where'd you get the money from?
The contracting job I just did.
Contracting?
It's actually a loan. It was a loan from a personal friend.
How did it go from a contracting job you just had from a loan to a personal
friend? Well, it was a loan
at
first until the work was completed.
What does that mean, sir? It means you did some work for somebody, they paid you in advance?
That is correct, and I signed a loan document with them as well.
Right, but you got paid in advance for a job. What kind of job?
Some home remodeling.
See, Mr. Farnham. Now, Ms. Sheehan, this is your complaint against Mr. Farnham. Now that I figured out who he is so that I know right off the bat who Mr. Farnham is. You signed a contract with him for his band to perform at your wedding.
Yes, ma'am.
And you paid him.
Correct.
How much?
I paid him in two installments, a total of $2,300.
And he didn't show up?
No, ma'am.
So you had no band at the wedding?
No, ma'am, we didn't.
And you not only want your money back, but you want some punitive damages as well, because you planned this wedding for a long time.
Right.
And the wedding was not what it should have been because there was no band.
Right.
Go. I'm ready to hear you.
I was incarcerated. I had no way of being there. Item number two in this contract states that acts
you
of God
were incarcerated
are...
when?
The 20th of July.
That's when you were arrested. Where were you arrested?
Austin, Texas.
In your home?
Yes.
And you remained in custody after the 20th of July?
That is correct.
Who else lives in your home?
My wife.
Does she work?
Yes.
What does she do?
She's a commercial real estate agent.
So she's not an idiot?
No.
And how long have you been married?
15 years, 16 years.
So your wife, who is a business person, knows that on the side you make money by working in a band.
That is correct.
And it's your band?
Mm-hmm.
Is not an
yes,
answer.
Yes, that's correct.
And when you were arrested on the 20th of July, was your wife at home?
Yes.
How many other people are in your band?
There's a total of eight.
How many of them were arrested?
None.
Why didn't seven of them show up at her wedding?
Because I hadn't sent the information out yet.
What's wrong with your wife?
She doesn't have anything to do with the band. She doesn't have anything to do with the business, didn't want to, didn't even like it.
I don't care whether she likes it or not. She ate the food it provided.
I'm just answering your question.
She ate the food it provided. She lived under a roof that it helped support. So it sounds to me, Mr. Farnum, that when you're arrested on the 20th of July, you TCB, take care of business. You call wifey and say, you know what? I've already been paid for a wedding. Somebody's planned this wedding for months. Let the band know they have to show up on the 24th. I don't care whether you like them or not. This is the second, whatever he is. Let him know that this is where he has to go. Or call up Miss Sheehan and let her know that I've had some difficulty. Give her the number of the band. You do something rather than act like an idiot.
I agree. But she wouldn't accept the calls.
Who wouldn't accept?
My wife would not accept calls.
What about the second in command of your band?
They wouldn't accept calls.
I don't believe you.
Well,
I don't believe that you even tried.
Okay.
I don't believe that you even tried to call the band. I don't think that you were concerned about it. I don't think that you gave a rat's behind about it. I think that you just ignored it.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's what happened, sir.
But it's not what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
That's exactly what happened. How long were you incarcerated?
2 weeks.
How did you get out?
I posted bond.
Who posted bond?
The law firm and associates.
How did you reach them?
Through a friend.
Through a friend. How did you reach the friend?
Well, after about a week and a half, I got to use the phone.
How did you reach a friend, sir?
Telephone.
Huh?
Actually,
now you're figuring it out, Mr. Farnum.
I understand.
When it was your own behind that you were worrying about, you managed to make whatever calls were necessary to get you out. When it was a commitment that you made to somebody else for a very important day, it was the farthest thing from your mind. Now, I can understand that if you've been arrested for the first time and you're incarcerated and you're absolutely beside yourself. That doesn't mean you make any excuses why you don't return her money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When did you find out that he wasn't showing up at the wedding?
We finished the ceremony and we got to the reception and the whole bridal party was waiting outside the door of the reception hall.
So you didn't find out until the day of the wedding?
We didn't find out until we were walking in.
Nice.
And later today.
I know troublemaker attitudes when I look at them. I've been in this business for 40 years.
Yeah, I can tell.
Why? I don't look that old, do I?
Nah.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Casey Sheehan claims former band leader Troy Farnum and his band pulled a no-show at her wedding. Troy says it wasn't his fault. He was in jail.
Why didn't you return her money?
Because I'm unemployed.
You just paid somebody $2,700 for National Instruments. You paid him by the 30th of November. That's what you just told me 5 minutes ago.
I emailed Mrs.
Just a minute. That's what you just told me 5 minutes ago. Don't tell me what you emailed her unless you emailed her and told her you would give her back her money.
I did. I told her I'd like to make arrangements, payment arrangements.
Just a second. Where'd you get the money to pay National Instruments? From work that you did.
That is correct.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Her wedding was in July.
Okay, and it's the first time I've had any work.
You still living with your wife?
Nope.
Where are you living now?
With some the friends that got me out.
The friend that got you out?
That is correct.
Is this somebody that you work with?
No, it's not.
Now, you paid him $2,400?
$2,300. Yes, ma'am.
How many people did you have at your wedding?
Around 350.
And when did you find out that he wasn't showing up at the wedding?
We finished the ceremony and we got to the reception and the whole bridal party was waiting outside the door of the reception hall.
So you didn't find out until the day of the wedding?
We didn't find out until we were walking in. He was supposed to announce us and we were all in order. He was supposed to announce the bridal party and the caterer came out and said that the band never showed up. He didn't call.
Nice. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. The rest of it is punitive. That's all. Step out.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, clause in the contract, acts of God or things beyond my control.
In that clause, it said if there is an act of God.
But obviously, she didn't think it was beyond my control.
That he would refund me in 30 days, which he did not.
It's the first time in 26 years of playing music I ever missed a wedding.
Everyone really pulled together. People were trying to help. People were bringing out iPods.
I'm done playing music.
Someone even said they'd back their truck up and turn the radio on, but, you know, we did what we could.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Uzzetta versus Washhausen. Step forward, please.
Tony Uzzetta is suing her son, Jason Washhausen, for loans for bail money, attorney fees, and impound fees.
Mr. Washhausen, this is your mother.
Yes, sir.
Who is the lady sitting over there?
My grandmother.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yes, ma'am.
How many?
I have a brother and a sister, too.
Older or younger?
Younger.
How old? are they?
15 and 14.
And how old are you?
33.
How old were you when you left home?
14, 15.
Where did you go?
Wherever I could find some place to stay.
And you haven't lived at home since?
Off and on.
So you went back home?
Yes, ma'am.
Until you were how old?
25.
And when did you get married?
2007.
Is that the first time you got married?
Yes, ma'am.
You have children?
Yes.
How many?
Four.
How old are they?
13, 11, 9, and 3.
Are all the children products of your marriage?
No. Three of them are, one of them isn't.
Well, you were married in 2007, so you were evidently with your now wife well before that.
Yeah.
When were you arrested, which is the subject of this case?
2009. I don't know the date.
What were you arrested for?
Second-degree robbery.
Is this the first time you were arrested?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been incarcerated over a period of more than 30 days?
Yes.
When?
From the year 1996 to 2002.
For what?
Grand Theft Auto. Actually, 94 to 96, and then 96 to 2002.
It's a long stint, so I assume that that wasn't your first arrest.
No.
Is the robbery case concluded?
Yes.
Have you been arrested since 2009?
No.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you working now, Mr. Washhausen?
Yes, ma'am.
For whom?
Complete Comfort and Cooling.
Working full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long?
I've been with them for the last month.
Before that, what were you doing?
I worked for Bryant & Company Roofing full-time and just moved to a better job.
Does your wife work?
Not at the moment.
Your mother bailed you out of jail in 2009?
Yes, ma'am.
She paid for your lawyer?
She paid for a down payment on my lawyer.
Then there were some impound fees that were the smallest part that you say you paid her back for.
I paid my father back, $500 of it, for the car that was purchased that they had got for me. But for the impound fees, no.
So you did not pay them back the impound fees?
I paid for the vehicle, but not the impound fees.
I'm talking about the vehicle. I'm talking about the impound fees.
I didn't pay back in cash, but I came out and painted the house, came out and did chores around the house when she asked.
I don't care chores. I'm not interested in chores.
Okay.
How much altogether did your mother pay out because of your 2009 arrest?
$1,500.
She says $1,700. You're close. Let's say it was $1,500.
Okay.
Why do you think she should pay that for you?
It's my mother.
You're not 17, you're 33.
She's been doing this for me since I was 16.
She's fed up.
She shouldn't have volunteered.
She's finished.
She shouldn't have volunteered. I didn't call her and ask for nothing.
She's finished.
Okay.
Call your wife. Let her get a job and bail you out. Call your mother. She's done.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What are you looking at him like that for?
Because his mother didn't even raise him. His grandmother did, and she's getting all the credit for this.
Nobody's taking any credit.
He needs to speak up and just tell you what's going on.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tony Uzzetta claims her son, Jason Washhausen, owes for loans, bail, and attorney fees after he was arrested for theft.
Now, she's very happy that you're working. She's very happy that you haven't been arrested in 2010. She's very happy with all those things. She wants her money back for your last robbery arrest. She feels very fortunate that the witness against you failed to appear, which is why your case was dismissed, correct?
Correct.
She feels very happy about that, that you're not going back to state's prison, because on a robbery case, after a long stint on a prior felony, it could mean a lot of time. Your three-year-old would be in his or her 30s by the time you got out.
Correct.
Yeah, I know. Your mother has had it with you.
Okay.
You haven't spoken yet. Did I say anything you want to modify or correct?
No, it's not his wife. It is his ex-wife.
It's his ex-wife?
It's his ex-wife.
He didn't tell me that.
It is his ex-wife. They have been divorced for probably a little over a month. And he did call, and he was begging from the jail to please get him out, and that he was very, very concerned it would be his third strike and that he would go back to jail for a very long time. So it was very, very emotional for me, because he does have the three kids, and I didn't want them to be without their
dad.
He
says he has four.
Well, the three that of his own, and then he does have one with Terry. So he does have his four children then.
Well, is one of them his ex-wife's child, or are they all four his biological children?
No, three of them are his biological. Two of them live with him. One lives in Alabama, and then Terry has one that lives with him. So he has three daughters and basically a son. which is a very difficult situation. I've done a lot for Jason, but I really don't believe that this amount of money for the impound fees, for the attorney fees, should be on me.
Me neither.
I am done.
His problem, his robbery, his fortunate experience with a witness, it's his problem.
Yes, Your Honor. It's caused a lot of dissension in the family. I didn't even have him for Thanksgiving this year.
I wasn't invited.
I know. She said I didn't have you for Thanksgiving. Hopefully, maybe by next year, sir, you stay out of trouble, because you've clearly, based upon what you told me, you've been in trouble since you were 15 or younger. Hopefully by next year you'll have a track record of a couple of years clean, and your mother might have a little more confidence in your ability to stay out of trouble. What are you looking at him like that for?
Me?
You.
Because his mother didn't even raise him, his grandmother did, and she's getting all the credit for this.
It's... Nobody's taking any credit. What do you think?
Technically speaking,
he needs to speak
Your
up
Honor,
and just tell you what's going on.
My grandmother and grandpa bonded me out of jail, okay? She said she was making payments to my grandpa. I called my grandpa. There was no payments made to him.
Just a second. You want to write the check to your grandparents?
I'd rather have, yeah.
I've paid back all the money to my mom and dad. I did have to borrow money from them because I don't have $1,000 laying around. I've paid back all
listen,
the money,
it doesn't,
and I have the receipts.
It doesn't make any difference. Listen to me. What's your last name?
Washhausen.
Don't be a troublemaker.
Your Honor.
You shh. Listen to me very carefully. I have a feeling that you could be a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Yes, very much.
Listen to me, sir. Listen to me carefully.
I'm the one who's kept him out
just
of
a second. Quiet. Trust me. I know troublemaker attitudes when I look at them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this business for 40 years.
No, I can tell.
40 years. Why? I don't look that old, do I?
Nah.
But I want to tell you, I can look at okay. trouble.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
I can also tell you the following, sir. Whether she was a great mother, not a great mother, whether you only have one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And your grandmother, maternal grandmother, you only have one of those.
Correct.
You can have a lot of these. You already have two. Not wives, but girlfriends with whom you've had children.
Mm-hmm.
You've already had two.
Mm-hmm.
You're only 33.
Mm-hmm.
You got another at least 30 years to go
mm-hmm.
to continue to have girlfriends.
I don't want them.
Yep, just a second. You may say that now. I want you to trust me on this. This is not going to be your last one. I want you to trust me on it.
That she knows of or that I, you know?
No. She's not going to be your last one, period. You are always going to have uno mother, uno maternal grandmother. And if you get into trouble 5 years from now, I guarantee you, you're not going to call her. Because if you call her, she's going to hang up on you. Sometimes you have to trust people who have a little more experience than you.
I understand.
I'm looking at you right in the eye, sir,
mm-hmm.
and I'm telling you, I mean, I get what happened with this case of yours.
Mm.
I do get it. I get what happened. I get what your exposure was. I guess why it was urgently important for you to be out. I get that whole thing, Mr. Washhausen. As much as I get it, and if you're looking in my eyes, you understand that I get it. That's how positive I am. That 20 years from now, other than the fact that you made a couple of children with her, she's going to be a faint memory.
You think?
Don't let her,
Your Honor.
Don't let her interfere with your family.
Let who?
Her.
I don't want her interfering with my family.
Listen to me. Your head's in the wrong place. It's been in the wrong place since you're 15. You'll probably spend 30 to life someplace, unless you're smart. Start getting smart, sir. You owe your mother $1,500 judgment for the plaintiff. That's
Thank
all.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I've never had a fair chance because of my family.
I've raised him and helped him in and out of trouble.
The name that my family gave me from the day I turned.
For his whole entire life.
15 years old was downhill.
Hurtful is not the word that I can actually say for that.
And when I did try to go legal and do the right thing, they disowned me.
It's very devastating to me because...
So it's only when I'm doing bad is I'm good, and when I'm doing good, I'm bad.
We've always been there for him, no matter what.
She can leave me alone.
No, yes. I will not help him again. He can call her.